Mr. Chairman, Madam Director General, esteemed Ministers of Health, distinguished participants. Before I start my speech, I'd like to thank to Director General Dr. Chen for her comprehensive report, which provides us an outlook on the global health issues. I greet you with respect, distinguished participants who have come together to further improve the existing mechanisms in order to find solutions for health problems of the humankind and leave a healthier future to the next generations. We have set the Sustainable Development Goals as an important guide to transform the one and only world we have. I deem it very important and beneficial that the 69th Assembly has convened upon such a critical them. I am convinced that the World Health Organization will undertake the responsibility and before and be a guide for all of us to achieve the health target under the Sustainable Development Goals. I'd like to express my gratitude to Dr. Margaret Chan, who, as I personally witnessed, made great efforts to constitute and incorporate the health targets in the Sustainable Development Goals. Distinguished participants, I regret to say that epidemics mostly erupt in less developed and developing countries. In this context, universal health coverage, the main indicator of the Sustainable Development Goals, has to be fully achieved in all countries. I'd like to highlight one specific issue here. Financial protection and sustainability must be placed at the core of the universal health coverage as it deserves to be. Losing sight of the staggering cost of health care, medical technologies and pharmaceuticals, and focusing on people covered by insurance might cause a rise in out-of-pocket payments leading to catastrophic health expenditures. I believe that such costs must be controlled and health should not be considered as a mean of wealth while commercial concerns taken the precedence over the actual needs of patients. In this context, I'd like to remind you that providing access to essential medicines was an issue addressed and left unfinished in MDG agenda, and we do not have the luxury to fail once again on this matter in the SDG era. While private sector interests are prevailing over the goal of provision the highest attainable standard of health to all. I am of the opinion that both international and national awareness rising and combating activities will create significant contributions regarding NCDs, which constitute an important problem for our communities due to burden of the diseases and financial burdens arising from the long treatment process. We all know that reducing the burden of such diseases depends on various parameters, but today I'd like to underline the importance of physical activity. We should exert efforts to encourage physical activity in order to raise healthier generations. Within this framework, I'd like to share with you an example from my country. In Turkey, 1 million bicycles were successfully distributed to citizens by the Ministry of Health with a view to encouraging physical activity. Distinguished participants, unfortunately, we are facing with many crises threatening the human health as a result of conflicts, natural disasters, and communicable diseases which require solution partnership. My country is making any and all efforts to contribute to solution of these problems with humanitarian values and human-centered approach. Following this approach, Turkey is hosting over 3 million Syrians and provides health services to all displaced guests in the same quality and accessibility with the Turkish citizens. In addition to this, Turkey is trying to take part in any humanitarian relief activities beyond its frontiers, which make it the third country offering the most contribution in the field of humanitarian aids. Due to this position, Turkey is hosting the World Humanitarian Summit simultaneously with this assembly. I hope that this summit, which is a milestone for the entire world, will bring positive outputs. On this occasion, I'd like to emphasize the importance of the technical briefing about migration and health, which we will share during the assembly and includes details of our works in this field. And I would like to express my thanks to the Secretariat for the organization of technical briefing. Thank you.